I want to talk about something that makes me a little bit sad. Highline Magazine is officially shutting down. 8 years they've been publishing stories and interesting profiles of people right here in our community. It was a true locals magazine that was done really professionally, high quality pictures. They put their heart and soul into it, Christy and her team over there.
One of the things that I love the most about the Highline Magazine and the Highline team is their ability to tell stories about mountain culture and mountain people.
They were telling stories and nobody else was telling too.
Yeah, there's so many different types of mountain people, and there's things that unite us and there's things that are different among us, but we all have these stories, and it's the celebration of getting out there and like ripping it up. When you're in publishing and you're working to deadline, it is all consuming. And what ended up happening when I spoke to Christy is less and less time was available for everyone who was putting their heart and soul in it. It just reached a point where they had to say, should we continue doing this? And one of the things that I was really surprised about is that Highline Magazine was almost entirely a voluntary, and that is commendable, but it's also exhausting.
Yeah, at the same time, I mean, you know, 8 years in, you're looking for, you know, a steady revenue source. And the world of print these days is really up in the air. I mean, I think some publications are doing well, but it's always a struggle to get that advertising revenue for anything like that. And I'd imagine that was probably part of the decision as well.
I think that we've been blessed as a Bow Valley to have Highline in our lives for 8 years telling us those stories. My favorite is the fact that the guy from the movie Man on Buffalo lives in Banff. I love the Know Your Neighbor, the events, as well as the feature, the last feature being Carol Picard.
Right. Yeah, that was a fantastic profile.
Yeah, my mentor. Sometimes when things end, it's so the people that we appreciate can move on to bigger and better things, even if we don't know what those are. And I wish everyone who is involved in Highline the best, especially Christy. There's an amazing freedom to starting a new chapter. The best part is that we'll still have the legacy of Highline Magazine, and I think that's going to be the Know Your Neighbor Nights.
Totally. Those are going to continue?
They're going to continue. We got one coming up to celebrate the 8 years that they enriched our lives with their stories and photos. Know Your Neighbor Night, the Highline crew was heavily involved in it, but it's its own thing.
And it's been very popular. It often sells out. This one on April 2nd at the Canmore Legion, going to feature Seth Anderson, who seems to be everywhere these days, just putting the finishing touches on a new album, if I'm not mistaken. DJ All Night Mike spinning some tunes after that. So it should be a great party once again and a great celebration of Highline's legacy. And where one project ends, another one begins. I understand that there's going to be a new local magazine publication coming out here. I believe the launch is in May for Rockies 1.0. It's a Crowfoot Media publication. So just want to say big thanks to Highline Magazine for 8 years of sharing awesome local stories here in town.
They do have one final indie music grant award available for $1,000. Definitely apply to it because they will announce the recipient at Know Your Neighbor Night. They're about community. So let's get out there and show them how much we love them.